We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We get new music every Friday, and that means we bring to you the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
We have Miley Cyrus music, which should probably be first, but we'll get there, Annie. Okay?
Okay.
We'll get there.
I can't wait.
I know you've probably listened to the song 27 times.
Oh, that's light work.
We might have watched the video together this
She's
morning.
Already showed me the video.
That's baby numbers, Carson. 27 points.
We start first with a Christmas song from Mary J. Blige, Last Christmas. It is Wham's iconic Last Christmas. She did it for Amazon Music. She was ecstatic to do so. She says, I've always loved how Last Christmas walks the line between being an upbeat song and a heartbreaker, all while still remaining one of the catchiest holiday songs. Now, the quality on this, for some reason, is a little bit weird. I think whoever uploaded it to Amazon Music may have screwed it up, so it's a little bit distorted. But this is Mary J. Blige's Last Christmas. What do you think of Kennedy? I know that's one of your favorites.
One of my all-time favorite songs in the world, and I don't like people messing with things I like.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this, she gave it her whole... She didn't just redo it. She, made it her own, and I appreciate it.
It's got that Mary J. Blige sauce on it.
I listened to it about five times this morning while I was in here. So I enjoyed it.
I just don't... You don't need to touch Last Christmas.
I agree, but if you're going to, Mary J. did it.
Right.
There's only one Christmas song you need this year, and it's Holiday from Lil Nas X. There, I said it.
That's so wrong.
Bleachers featuring Bruce Springsteen, Kennedy. The song is called Chinatown. Bleachers have returned with fellow New Jersey legend, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, for this new single. Jack Antonoff, of course, a friend of the show. He was a member of Fun, now with his own thing in Bleachers, said Bruce joining this song was the honor of a lifetime. Chinatown will be on their next album, slated to drop in 2021. These are Bleachers featuring Bruce Springsteen, Chinatown. Listen.
Ugh.
Oh, really?
No, it was bad.
Are you kidding
so
me?
Bad. It's so bad. And it's... I like both of them. That is so bad.
Probably that's for somebody, but it's sure ain't for me.
Oh, my gosh. One of the best songs of the year. Right.
What?
There. One of the best songs of the year.
Carson, I don't know.
It's incredible. It's an incredible song, you guys.
Say that just because it's Jack Antonoff and you feel like everything he does has to be brilliant?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, see.
I mean, he's so talented. Don't get me wrong.
And Bruce Springsteen in this song?
They're both
amazing.
So talented.
Bruce Springsteen released a new album, and there are really good songs on it.
And I love that. I love that album as well.
You two don't need to preface this with anything. That's just bad.
Stop. All right, Annie. I'll give it to you now. I'm not going to wait until the end. Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa, the two powerhouses, join forces for this not-so-subtle love letter to their exes. Prisoners will appear on Miley's upcoming album, Plastic Hearts. When does that come out? Do you know?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Oh, really?
7 days. No big deal.
Okay. Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa, the song is called Prisoner. You keep making it harder to stay, but I still can't run away. I gotta know why can't you just let me go? I'm not even going to ask Annie what she thinks, because that's like asking me about a Jack Antonoff song.
The video premiered last night at 7 on YouTube, and I was in the waiting room for the
I did the same thing for the Lil Nas X Christmas song.
I was chomping at the bit for this video.
It's just such an 80s vibe. It feels like Olivia Newton-John's Physical.
Right.
Let's get physical.
Well, it's funny because Dua Lipa had a song, Physical, on Future Nostalgia that is pretty similar to this song, and I feel like they're both just going for that vibe, that 80s.
I feel like there's a distinctive 80s vibe to what Miley's doing. Obviously, I mean, she's got Joan Jett and Billy Idol.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like an 80s song. Like,
no, it sounds contemporary.
It's not whatever. So.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah, that's this great. That is, the 80s is living right now with Miley Cyrus and The Weeknd.
And Dua.
And they're doing it really well. It's not cheesy at all. It's like really cool sounding.
Like Miley just looks so happy that she's finally getting to sing what she wants to. That whole rocker vibe. The video is so good.
Watch the video to the very end.
Okay. Yes.
Anyone who has an ex that they don't like, go ahead. All right, you're welcome.
Listen to this one, Kennedy.
Go on.
This is mind-blowing to me, actually, because I'm going to play you a clip of Justin Bieber. So we have the Biebs and Shawn Mendes. The Canadians have teamed up for a song all about the pitfalls of fame. The two are vulnerable and real about their experiences being young in the industry. They have come a long way from this interview back in 2015 with Justin Bieber about Shawn Mendes.
Do you look at a kid now like Shawn Mendes and think like, man, I wish, you know, it was going through what he's going through now with what I know now?
Who's Shawn Mendes?
It's like when Mariah Carey was like, I don't know who that is.
Who is she?
About
who is she?
So was that real or is that tongue-in-cheek?
No,
did
that's
he honestly did
no,
not
he
know.
No, he had no idea.
Three years ago?
Yeah. Shawn had just come out with Stitches.
Oh, okay.
So he was like just coming off that Vine fame.
Okay,
and
okay.
Justin was a little punk.
Here it is. The Biebs and Shawn Mendes. This is Monster. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. I see what he did there. And now I really wanna know. What if I trip? Wow.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's
the fact
really
that those
good.
Two boys have those voices and then are just so perfect.
And just the words are so good.
It's flawless.
Just sonically, I think that's the best song.
Never.
Of the, week.
The one thing that came out of 2020 that I never thought would is I'm a Justin Bieber fan.
You're a believer. You are a believer.
I think I'm a believer now, yes.
I hope there's a good Shawn Mendes guitar solo in there too. Like really soulful R&B good. There's not?
No, I mean that will be on his album, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Cuz I feel like Wonder will be more acoustic-y.
Right.
But...
Wow, that is good. Huh? I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. All right, there you go. New music from Mary J. Bleachers featuring Bruce Springsteen, Miley and Dua, and Justin and Shawn Mendes.
Best one. Look at these two little Canadian boys.
I know.
Who is Shawn Mendes?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.